Sefer Simen Yud Seif Zayin. Just a reminder that these shiurim are a shortened version. Ve'ezer Hashem, in the next Machzor on Simen Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis, we will give more full shiurim. Seif Zayin. V'yesh harbe shemes batoira asher lefi ha'avana hapshuta yesh lehistapik bohem im heima kodesh oichol. We said before that a shame that's kodesh, one has to say l'shem kedushas Hashem, and a shame that's choil, one is not allowed to say l'shem kedushas Hashem. So there are many shemes in the Torah which we're not sure if they're kodesh or if they're choil. Utzrichim la'aseis kasher hichriu Rabbi Seinu Zal. So one has to do according to what the poskim have determined one needs to do. In other words, whether it's kodesh or choil, the poskim have decided whether the shame is kodesh or chol. V'yesh asher gam Rabbi Seinu Zal lo hichriu behem v'nishru b'sofik. There are times, there are shemes, which there are, the poskim have not been able to determine, there's a machloikis, whether it's a shame kodesh or whether it's a shame chol. Kasher yivuru mirtz Hashem b'chelak hasheni b'mkayim ha'yseyem. As the keses in the second chelak, where he goes through the entire Torah and the mesorah of different psukim, and how it's supposed to be written, whether it's Malay, whether it's Chaser. So over there he discusses also which Shemus are Kodesh and which are Choyal and which are Sveikus. Utsrichim lekadesh oisem b'tnai. So on a Shem that's a Sofik, the Sofer needs to be Mekadesh it with a Tnai. What does it mean to be Mekadesh with a Tnai? Dehainu sheyoymar hinini koisiv l'shem kedushas Hashem imhu Kodesh. That means that the Sofer needs to say, I'm writing the Shem Hashem l'shem kedushas Hashem, if it's a shame kodesh, and that solves the problem, because that way, if it's not a shame kodesh, so then he hasn't written the shame l'shem kedushas Hashem, which we said would be aser, and that way one is covered. As I zok to Mincha Shai at the end of Parshas Vayetze. Now the Lishka in Sifkotin Hay brings the Sefer Leket HaKemach, who says that when starting a Sefer Torah, one should be mekadesh all the shemes. And then, when he gets to a Sufik shame, he should rely on the original Kiddush of all the Shemus in the Sefer Torah. That's what the Sefer Leket HaKemach says. The Taz then brings the Smag, who also says to be Mekadosh all the Shemus, because maybe when he gets up to a shame, he's going to forget. So therefore, he should be Mekadosh all the Shemus at the beginning. So the Lishka brings a whole slew of Poskim who disagree with the Taz, and even brings the Birkei Yosef, who says not to make that statement at the beginning of the Sefer Torah. So again, the Taz brings the Smag, who says that one should be Mekadosh all the Shemus at the beginning when writing the Sefer Torah, because maybe when he gets up to a shame, he's going to forget. And the Lishka says that there are those that disagree with this, and the Birkei Yosef even says that one should not make such a statement at the beginning of the Sefer Torah. He then brings another Eitzah from the Yad Shaul, and he rejects that Eitzah from the Yad Shaul. And ultimately, the best Eitzah is, to, like he says in the top, to be Mekadosh Al Tnai. Says the Keses Seif Ches. Im Koisev Es Hashem, if a Sofer is writing Hashem Hashem, V'hu Yodea Shezehu Shmoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knows that it's Hashem Hashem. Ela Sheshachach L'Kadshei B'tchila, but he forgot to say L'Shem Kedushas Hashem. V'nizkar koidem sheishlimu, but he recalls that before he finished writing the shame. So in such an instance, nirali d'yochel l'kadshe koidem gomroi, he's allowed to say l'shem kedushas Hashem, finish it off, v'shaper dami, and that's going to be fine. Aval im hischil lichtoiv b'stam, but if he started writing the shame without knowing that it was a shame Hashem, shelo yoda klal shezeu shem koidesh, su loimotzi l'kadshe, in such a case, he's stuck, and if he's going to be Mekadosh towards the end or in the middle, it's not going to be kosher. Ayin Chakirates, where over there he dons regarding this inyan about somebody who forgot to be Mekadosh the shame and remembered before he completed writing it. Says the Keses, Seif Tes, Keshehu Koisev Viroya Shehu Korev El Hashem, when he's writing and he sees that he's close to Hashem Hashem, v'hadyoy kolam min akulmus, and the dyoy is running out, ba'oifen sheyitzdarech litbo les akulmus v'lichtoy ves Hashem, in a fashion that he's now going to have to toivel the kulmus in the dyoy and write the shame. Al yichtav ad hashem. He shouldn't write up until the shame and then dip the kulmus. He should write until one letter before the shame, and then he can dip the kulmus, and write that last letter. So again, let's say he's writing the pasuk Vayedaber Hashem El Moshe Lemar. So he shouldn't write the word Vayedaber and then dip the kulmus into the diyoy. Rather, he should write Vayedaber without the resh, and then he should dip the kulmus, and then he should write the resh. And then v'yachar kach yichtav es Hashem, aval lo yichtav es Hashem miyad l'achar shetavel as hakolmus. But he shouldn't ever write a shame immediately after dipping the kolmus into the diyoy. Why not? Mishum dechayshinon shemayia olav ribuy diyoy. Because we're nervous that maybe the kolmus will have a lot of diyoy on it, oiseyar or a hair. V'lo yetzei haksav miyusher, and the ksav will not come out straight. Won't look nice. V'gam, another reason why one should not right immediately after dipping the kulmus, is mipnei shetzarech lekadish es hadyoy she'al hakulmus koydem sheyichtav es Hashem. The dyoy that's on the kulmus needs to become mekudish before he writes the shame. So if you just dip and then you write the shame, the dyoy never became mekudish. By leaving over one letter before writing the shame, that will be mekadish the dyoy in the kulmus. What if he wrote the word Vayedaber and he didn't leave over the resh? So what is he supposed to do now? So says the Kesses, he should go and find a letter or a tag that is missing a little bit of dyoy and could use a little touch-up. And he can fill up that letter or that tag with the dyoy that it requires. And then afterwards, yichtav es Hashem. Aval lichtav mikoydem ois acheres shel choil al eze mokem acher. But let's say there is no tag that needs to be fixed up. So what's he going to do? He'll take his kulmus with the dioy on it, and he'll sign his name on a different piece of paper. Oser, that cannot be done. Tekevan she dioy zu muchenes l'shem, because since the dioy that's in the kulmus is ready to write a shame, ein lichtav batchila davar shel choil, he should not first write a davar choil. So he taka has to figure it out. He's got to find a tag or an ice that could use a little bit of dioy and add the dioy to it. Now the Lishka in Sifkot and Vav brings from the Sefer Anya Dioyna, who asks that since a Sefer Torah doesn't need to be written lishma, doesn't need to be written kesidron, so instead of looking for an ois or a tag that needs dioi, why not just write the word after the Shem Hashem and then come back to the Shem, a bam kasha, right? You're writing the pasuk Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar, and you wrote the word Vayedaber, and you forgot to leave the resh blank, right? You wrote the whole resh. So you wrote the entire word Vayedaber, and now you're supposed to write the Shem, and you just dipped your kolmus. So you're stuck. What are you going to do? So we said, we gave an etzah, find an ois or a tag that needs a little bit of dioy. Says the Anya Dioyna, what do you need to do that for? The pasuk says, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Lemar, so write the word El. And then after you wrote the word El, then go back and write the Shem, and that just solves the problem. As I frak the Anya Dioyna. So the Lishke answers that if one would do that, there would be two problems. Number one, it's a gnai to the oisius of the word that you're writing. In other words, again, Vayedaber Hashem El. So you're going to write the word El. So it's a gnai. It's as though you're only writing the word El in order to be able to write the Shem. So it's not appropriate. It's a lack of sensitivity to the word El. And the second reason is because it would involve a chash that the letters of the word after the Shem would be considered written Shaloi Lishma. It's a shtickel achidish, but that's what the Lishka says. That if I'm only writing the word El in order to be able to write the Shem, so I'm not really, that's not called a proper Lishma. And Memela, since it's a Chisaron in the Lishma, so that's another reason why we would not encourage such an Eitzah. Rather, he would stick to the Eitzah that he gave of finding an Eis or a Tag that needs Chizuk and doing that instead.